What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 21st, 2018, middle of the weekday, hump days. And of course, well, there's not much of a slide to the weekend because tomorrow's Thanksgiving and we're looking at a 4-day weekend and, you know, time to visit family and eat a lot of food, watch a lot of sporting events, and also hopefully to reflect on what we are all thankful for this year. Anyway, let's get on into it. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our show today because we are taking today and tomorrow off at RBN. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. Put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So let's just get right on into it here. Now, political correctness has unfortunately also come home to roost, so to speak, in Thanksgiving. And apparently, over in North Carolina's Wake County Public School System, memos were sent out to not culturally appropriate Native Americans for Thanksgiving. Now, if you're like me, when you were growing up, every year Thanksgiving in elementary school, you'd get out the construction paper and you'd make little feather headdresses and various other things to basically commemorate the official story of Thanksgiving, where the Native Americans helped the Pilgrims survive the first winter, and in exchange, the Pilgrims took back Elizabeth Warren. So we all did that. Well, now that's not considered politically correct anymore. It's considered bad to make symbols of the Native Americans for Indian feathers and clothing. It's cultural appropriation now, and you shouldn't do that. Can't they leave well enough alone? I mean, I don't think the Native Americans are that upset about it. I mean, they're probably more upset over the fact that a lot of the history, the real history of what happened when the Europeans came to this continent, has been basically erased, rather than the fact that school kids at least remember the Native Americans, the good side, that they all did get together. Anyway, as you know, earlier this week, President Trump pardoned the turkey. It's become an annual thing at the White House. This year they had two turkeys named Peas and Carrots, and they actually put it up for a popular vote. Which turkey will be pardoned? And PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, of course, had to weigh on in, saying there should be no pardon for the turkey. They have committed no crime. How dare you say that the turkeys need to be pardoned? Well, PETA, you're going to have one turkey that doesn't get sent to the ovens. I mean, the tradition has been with whatever turkey is selected to be pardoned by the White House winds up going to a petting zoo somewhere and living out their life. I would think PETA would be happy with that. But no, we're just going to get on in there and scream and yell and, you know, try and get some free media out of it. So anyway, I do have to admire Donald Trump's sense of humor, even if the Democrats are not, because he came on out saying the winner of the vote for the turkey that was going to be pardoned was decided by a fair and open election. Peas had won the popular vote, but unfortunately, Carrots has refused to concede, demanded a recount, and this thing is still going to court to fight over it. So Trump basically announced he was going to pardon both the turkeys, but unfortunately, House Democrats will be issuing them subpoenas. And of course, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals could always overturn the pardons. I mean, these things could really get kind of weird. Now, by coincidence, you know, because Thanksgiving is a floating holiday, as it were, this year it happens to come on the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, which was a pivotal moment in American history. Now, I'm old enough to remember the day it happened. I remember where I was. I was standing in the schoolyard at the Loudoun Elementary School when the teachers all came running out from the school building and saying the president was just killed in Dallas, and they basically suspended school for the rest of the day. So we all went home to watch the news and the story. And like most Americans, I bought the official story of the crazed lone nut assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. But it's interesting. Even back then, I guess I had the instincts of an archivist because I saved every single magazine and news article about the assassination, and I kept it. And years later, when New Orleans prosecutor Jim Garrison brought his case against Clay Shaw in the assassination, I still had all of that material. I was in high school at the time, and I dragged it all out and really looked at it for the first time. And the obvious signs of deception and fraud just leapt out at me. And much of that material is now in my JFK page at whatreallyhappened.com, which I have linked to the front page today in commemoration of the assassination. But yeah, we were being lied to by the corporate media even all the way back then. And it was a life lesson. It was at that point I understood you should never, ever take anything that you saw on the corporate media or from the government at face value. And then, of course, Oliver Stone came out with his movie about JFK, which I presume is going to be airing sometime, either today or tomorrow. And if you have not seen it, it is worth watching. It is a real good overview of the assassination and the people who were behind it. There was also this British-made series, The Men Who Killed Kennedy. But interestingly enough, just to give you an idea of how times have changed, it took almost 30 years for half the American population to come to the understanding that the Warren Commission and the Warren Report was a complete whitewash. These days, in the age of the internet and the independent media, the life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. I've about worn this one out. I need to get a new one. So we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. Speaking of fraud here, apparently over in Orange County, they're now thinking fraud was taking place there because the Republican gubernatorial candidate won that area, but somehow the Democrats took all six House seats. And so they're starting to take another look. Was there election fraud over there? Of course there was election fraud. Our election system is set up to enable fraud and to conceal it. And we need to fix this system if we, the American people, are ever going to be back in control of our nation. And it is our nation. We have to remember that. Now, I get a lot of phone calls and emails from people saying, we need to take back our nation. Let's, you know, get out the AR-15s and take back our nation. We don't need the AR-15s. That's antiquated anyway. That's 1700 thinking. We need to take back the election system. We need to take back that election system. Somebody just sent me an email saying the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overruled Trump's turkey pardon. Yeah, that sounds about right for that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. All right, so getting on back to politics here. Story out of Newsmax. As you know, Donald Trump has provided written answers to questions asked by the Mueller investigation, and people are kicking back and saying, finally, this is going to be over. It's coming to an end. It's gone on way too long. Trump has provided the answers. Mueller has found nothing. No, this Mueller investigation is not coming to an end. They're going to drag it out and drag it out. They're daring Trump to fire him so they can make a big stink about that. And if Trump doesn't fire Mueller, they're going to drag this out to 2020 because they're going to be pounding on this as a campaign issue. This is as dirty as politics gets in this country. Anyway, now, speaking of dirty politics, and you probably saw this, the corporate media is covering it. A lot of people have wondered, why were there never any indictments against Clinton and Comey? And there are now two different stories floating around about it. Okay, the New York Times version of the story is that Trump did order the Department of Justice to issue indictments against Clinton and Comey, and that the Jeff Sessions Department of Justice denied the request. That's the New York Times version of the story as it came out earlier today. The second version of the story, and the one that's all over the corporate media today, is that the White House lawyers, who were holdovers from the Obama administration, basically advised Trump that if he went ahead and personally intervened to bring indictments against Comey and Clinton, that that could lead to his impeachment by the House of Representatives, which is what Trump gets for having kept those holdovers in there. And, of course, does not address the question of why the Department of Justice didn't indict anyway. So, I mean, Trump ought to be willing to risk impeachment. They can't remove him. They don't have the votes in the Senate to do it. It didn't hurt Clinton for him to be impeached, did it? Trump needs to put on those presidential brass knuckles here. And he's got to stop backing off from the House of Representatives. Ooh, I'm afraid of the House of Representatives. I'm afraid of the House of Representatives. Anyway, you're the president, man. Act like it. Okay, so, as you know, the liberals, all of a sudden, now that Hillary Clinton has been ordered by the courts to respond to questions about her email server to Judicial Watch under oath, all of a sudden, the liberals are making a big deal over Ivanka Trump and how she was using her private email account. Oh, horror of horror of horrors. And they're trying to make a real big deal out of it. Now, there are some significant differences. First and foremost, Hillary Clinton had her own private email server in her home. Ivanka Trump just used a regular, ordinary private email account like we all do. Second, Hillary Clinton was handling classified information. Ivanka Trump was not. They're basically trying to create an equivalence. See, everybody does it. Ivanka's doing it and Hillary's doing it. If Hillary's going to be prosecuted, well, then we're going to make sure that Ivanka Trump is prosecuted. Prosecute Hillary under Title 18. Ivanka has not committed an offense under Title 18. James Comey went down the laundry list of the Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton. Go after those. Ivanka has not done anything like that. This is no time to back down. So, anyway. And again, it's not a coincidence. They're making a big stink about Ivanka's use of private email, just as Hillary Clinton is ordered by the court to respond to questions from Judicial Watch under oath. Alan Dershowitz was out there saying, well, you know, Ivanka's doing it, Hillary's doing it, it would be unfair to prosecute just Hillary for it, so let's just let them both go. Core of all of this, and I've said this so many times before, we know that back in 1994, I think it was, the Chinagate scandal, Bill Clinton's running for re-election and using his authority as president, he authorized the sale to China of militarily sensitive technology. And at the same time, Chinese money poured into his reelection campaign through Chinese American citizens to make it seem overtly legal. But there was a brief investigation, which went nowhere because the White House email server broke down. And oh my goodness, we don't have the backup tapes. Heard that one again. So you have all this money that's pouring into the Clinton Foundation and the And Hillary has this private email server with weaker security than Ashley Madison. The Romanian hacker Guccifer said that when he was inside Hillary's email server, which was very easy to get into, he saw at least 10 foreign IPs logged in, rummaging through the files. So it is a reasonable question to ask. Okay, was Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, selling U.S. secrets to interested foreign parties using her weak email server to deliver the secrets and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? It's a reasonable question, and nobody wants to ask it, and nobody wants to answer it. Let's go after Ivanka Trump. We're going to go. We're going to make a case out of Ivanka. Don't you dare touch Hillary. We'll go after Ivanka. Well, Ivanka's a big girl, and I think she can take care of herself. And I think it's time that Daddy did his job. That's what I think. So, this story really, really bothers me. And it's basically coming out of... hang on, my Windows machine has locked up. It's coming out of Russia Today. Trump says that he doesn't know anything about Julian Assange. Apparently, he was dodging a reporter's question on whether Assange should go free. Yeah, I mean, Trump, are you that ungrateful for all that Assange in particular, and the independent media in general, did for you in 2016? Or are you just completely oblivious to just how and why you wound up in that Oval Office? Right when it made the greatest difference, somebody inside the Democratic establishment, most likely Seth Rich, leaked all of those damning emails to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks put it out there. The independent media made it viral. And it was a stunning blow to the Hillary campaign. They turned around trying to say, oh, it's Russia, it's Russia, it's Russia, it's Russia. No, it's Democratic people working on the inside who just got disgusted with what they were seeing. That's what led to it. And for Trump to stand there and say, well, I don't know anything about Assange. Trump has basically abandoned his base. And short of Hillary coming back in as the Democratic nominee, I certainly don't have the enthusiasm to fight for him again in 2020. I'm going to kick on back. I'm going to turn this website into a cooking website for 2020. You know, lasagna. We're doing a show about lasagna tomorrow. All right, let's take a phone call. Bill in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael, and have a nice Thanksgiving. I have
a copy of
New American, which just came today, November 19th issue. And I'm sure if you go to their website, thenewamerican.com, and what it does is show that Trump's boasting about getting rid of NAFTA is phony. Okay, his change called the USMCA, okay, is totally based on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's another globalist scheme. It is the North American Union. Not even in disguise. So the problem that we have is we have a president that says one thing and does another. And once again, we've been played.
They tend to do that a lot. I was hoping for better for Trump, but he's a disappointment. Listen, Bill, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Okay. And aloha. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Bill in Wisconsin. And Bill, it's almost an axiom of politics that politicians are going to say one thing, especially during election season, and do another. When Trump came on into the campaign back in 2016, a lot of people were hoping that because he wasn't a career politician, that he would be somewhat different. Unfortunately, he's turned out to be just more of the same thing. And maybe it's an aspect of the business world to say one thing and do another. I'll be the first to admit Trump is a disappointment. And I know there's a lot of independent media people out there who stood with Trump. They campaigned for Trump and they're still supporting him and they're still backing him up. But I'm not, I don't have a problem with saying, you know, I'm less than enthused with the guy here. But again, the main reason I supported him was in opposition to Hillary Clinton. So I'm still glad that we got him into the Oval Office. But in terms of his keeping certain promises, in terms of his, you know, remembering who worked to get him into the White House, he has been a tremendous disappointment.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. I worked for him, too. I voted for Reagan once. And then when he bailed out banks and so forth and set up amnesty. That was it. Never voted for Clinton or any of the Bushes. Obviously, they were part of the problem from the get-go. But I thought Trump, certainly, he's going to do something that's going to make changes. But look how the Justice Department now is talking about indicting Julian Assange. This is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. During the campaign, he praised WikiLeaks. Now,
yes.
What do we see? Possibly putting the poor guy in jail. It's just got to stop. So I would hope that all Americans would go, and there's a lot of things that the New American and the Burt Society promote that I don't like, but on trade agreements and so forth, they are spot on. So go to the newamerican.com, the latest issue, November 19th, and see how we're being sold out to the globalists.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I could make other statements, but I think that's enough for today.
All right. Well, then thank you for the phone call. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And we're going to switch over to John in Little Rock. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No, Tony. Porter.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, I couldn't hear you for a while. You're on the air now.
Well, I'm going to tell you like I told your board up, operator. Friday, I gave you guys some hot information about Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp and that sham of a governor's race in Georgia. Now, why should it concern me? Well, number one, Stacey Abrams is black. She's masquerading around the black community like I'm your friend, and she's patting our black children on the head. But she's a fraud and a false messiah, just like Jesse Jackson.
Yes.
Now, what are y'all going to do with that information I gave you?
Can you give us a quick recap of what you told us? I mean, so much is happening, I can't keep track of it all. But what was the information you had for us?
Okay. Everybody praising Stacey and Kemp, right? Like they messiahs. But both of them have accepted. Are you ready for this? Have accepted
yes.
campaign fund from Core Civics. This is not on the media. They ain't talking about it. I found this by accident looking for something else. And there's only one article about Stacey Adams on the internet, and I have scoured it night and day, lost lots of sleep. But nobody in the mainstream is talking about this. She's playing the poor victim when they both got blackmail on each other about the private prison PAC fund.
Ah, okay.
This
Can you send me that article,
finance.
And I'll put it up?
Yeah. Well, the board op, he got it.
All right, I'll ask the board op to forward it to me, and then I'll put it up at whatreallyhappened.com.
One more thing.
I mean,
let me go.
Yeah.
I just got you posting a tweet to Melissa Alano about somebody that she favors in the Mississippi election. I said, sorry, he's got their prison pack money, too. I wonder what her reaction going to be when she goes off.
Yeah, that private prison situation there, that is such a corrupt operation where they're literally, I mean, police are arresting people not for having crimes, but for having certain skill sets that are needed to keep those prison factories going. Anyway, listen, John, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and I'll get that article up at whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the What Really Happened cooking show. And as our first piece of advice for your upcoming Thanksgiving, seriously, never attempt to deep fry a frozen turkey. And I know it sounds silly, but every year about 500 people will blow up their kitchens trying to do that. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving. And I have a quick comment. Tomorrow's the anniversary of the JFK assassination. My question is this. Do you think the deep state was involved with Ted Kennedy's plane crash and Chappaquiddick?
Ted Kennedy crashed a car at Chappaquiddick. It was JFK Jr. who crashed an airplane.
No.
My answer to both of them would be yes. Chappaquiddick was a third attempt at an assassination.
No, but Ted Kennedy was also involved in a plane crash in 64, remember? And he broke his back.
Now I do remember that one. Yes.
Okay, that's what I mean. You think that was part of the deep state also?
Could very well be. I mean, but once Chappaquiddick happened, Ted Kennedy's run for the White House was effectively over, and that was the whole purpose of going after him. It was the reason they went after Robert Kennedy, because with the power and authority of the White House, they could have reopened the investigation into the JFK assassination and started going after some of the players.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open again here. So I just saw this banner headline flash across Fox News where apparently moderate Democrats in the House of Representatives are being warned that if they do not support Nancy Pelosi, there will be repercussions. It really is starting to look like an organized crime gang over there. Meanwhile, Marcia Fudge has dropped out of challenging Pelosi for speaker. In fact, she's now endorsing her. And apparently they've made a big deal over this situation where back in 2015, Marcia Fudge wrote a letter supporting a judge who had been convicted of beating his wife. And Marcia wrote a letter saying, really, normally he's a nice guy or something like that. And apparently that judge's wife more recently was murdered. He's been arrested as a suspect. And for some reason, they're saying that, oh, this is why Fudge should stop running against Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. Which, okay. It's amazing the links they'll try and make for this stuff here. Anyway, former President Barack Obama, of course, is throwing his support behind Nancy Pelosi for the House speakership. And Obama basically said, quote, I think Nancy Pelosi, when the history is written, will go down as one of the most effective legislative leaders this country has ever seen, end quote. Well, it all depends on who's writing that history, of course. I would like to see the Democrats show some spine and not vote her in. But unfortunately, being a member of Congress involves having your spine and your soul removed surgically before you can take office here. Now, here's an interesting little story. This is out of 12160. And apparently it has to do with the fact that House Republicans are still looking into the Clinton Foundation. This is coming from Representative Mark Meadows. And they're getting ready to hear testimony next month early from the prosecutor appointed to investigate allegations of wrongdoing by the Clinton Foundation, of which there is a huge amount to be found. For one thing, we know that they didn't donate enough to charity to actually qualify for a 501c3 designation. So Mark Meadows, who's chairman of the House Oversight Committee on Government Operations, told The Hill it's time to circle back to former Utah Attorney General John Huber's probe with the Justice Department into whether the Clinton Foundation engaged in improper activities. There's a lot of these things they're trying to finish up before the next Congress comes on in, because as soon as the Democrats take over all these committees, all these investigations are going to go away. So Mark Meadows is putting pedal to the metal, trying to get something done before the end of the year here. By the way, did you notice that after Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, donations to the Clinton Foundation dropped off by 90%? I mean, if that doesn't tell you this was all about pay for play and buying influence, nothing will. All right, let's talk about some of the conflict areas over in eastern Syria. Their reports are still coming on out. U.S. fighter jets are dropping banned white phosphorus bombs on residential areas, civilian districts in the town of Hajin and its outskirts, killing and injuring a number of people. And white phosphorus, if it doesn't kill you, it's a nasty, nasty burn, permanent scarring. Now, the U.S. insists they're only attacking ISIS bases, but that's not what the people on the ground in Syria are saying here. And once again, the Syrian army, as they continue their cleanup operations in regions in northern Homs, are finding more weapons and ammunition made by the United States, including machine guns, sniper rifles, cannons, actual artillery, mortar launchers, machine guns, a large volume of ammunition, man pads. A lot of stuff over there, which, by the way, you all got to pay for. Now, Russia has released a video showing the new Sukhoi 57 stealth fighter in a Syria combat mission. We have that video linked to the front page of what really happened. It's a nice looking little jet, single seat, twin engine, and apparently the Russian Defense Ministry has ordered 12 of the planes to be delivered next year, and they've released this footage of a Sukhoi 57 taken off from an undisclosed location presumed to be Khmeimim Air Base in northeastern Syria. So they're basically using Syria as a demo. And it does look like, let's see. All right, now, down in Yemen, the charity Save the Children is saying that almost 85,000 children under the age of 5 may have already starved to death in Yemen. And unfortunately, the ceasefire that was in place while the Houthis and Saudi Arabia talked about ending all of this appears to be breaking down because fighting has broken out again in Hodeidah. So apparently only two hospitals are still working in Hodeidah, and apparently both of them are dangerously close to the front lines here. Meanwhile, more British troops are going to be deployed to Ukraine in the face of the threat from Russia. This is from the British Ministry of Defense. Russia's a threat. Russia's a threat. Look how close they have built their country to all of our military bases. So Britain is going to increase their military support for Ukraine as the country continues to face Russian aggression. No, I think what's really going on is Ukraine may be looking at a popular uprising because of the lack of heating gas. And the British troops are being sent on in there to prop up the junta to keep Poroshenko in power, although he's probably going to lose the elections next year anyway. So additional troops and a Royal Navy ship will be deployed to Ukraine to defend freedom and democracy. Boy, talk about a load of codswallop there. Freedom and democracy, you go into a country, you stage a coup d'etat to overthrow the legitimate government, you put in a puppet dictator. Yeah, that's freedom and democracy, all right. Another article here, this one coming from Fort Russ, saying the same thing. Ukraine's opposition is planning the next Maidan. Over 20 cities remain without heating supplies, most relatively small, up to 100,000 inhabitants, but also 600,000 in Kryvyi Rog and in the capital in Kiev. Whole neighborhoods left without heat. Protests and rioting taking place. Now, as you know, the leadership of Interpol rotates. And a police official from each member country will take that leadership position one after the other. And now it's Russia's turn. And the United States is very upset. Oh, we can't have Russia in charge of Interpol. They might actually look where we don't want them to look. And the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has now come on in saying that the U.S. would rather have the acting head, Kim, for Interpol chief. Keep the Russians out. Keep this guy in here right now. And we have these four U.S. senators and the corporate media are enraged at the idea that Alexander Prokopchuk, who's a general in the Russian Interior Ministry, who's currently a vice president of Interpol, is the front runner to become its next president. And they've urged nations to vote against him. Russia, meanwhile, of course, is accusing the West of meddling in Interpol. And yes, that's exactly what they're doing. They're meddling again. Now, a little while ago, we mentioned how Poland was courting the United States for a permanent military base They were even going to pony up $2 billion for it, which sounds like a lot of money, until you realize that Poland expects to make money off the deal from all the money that the United States will be pouring into Poland, first of all, to build and then operate and supply and sustain the base in the coming years. Russian officials are now warning Poland that this is an obvious provocation and that they should not proceed with this permanent military base. Moscow is saying they will have to respond if Warsaw continues with this plan. And they've already named it. They're going to call it Fort Trump. So Poland's defense minister, Mariusz Błaszczyk, confirmed that a permanent U.S. military installation will be undoubtedly created on the country's territory. And while bolstering U.S. military presence is not a matter for negotiation, the exact mechanism and select units to be deployed are still under discussion. Now, this next story is obviously an area of concern. It's coming out of Russia Insider. Apparently, a bipartisan commission appointed by the United States Congress issued a lengthy report yesterday backing the Pentagon's plans to prepare for a great power war against Russia, China, or both, making clear that the Trump administration's belligerent policies are shared by the Democratic Party. And apparently the authors of this report were convinced that their findings will never be reported by the corporate media. And the report is saying it will be devastating. They're predicting war with Russia and China breaking out within the next 4 years. They're saying the military will face greater losses than at any time in decades. And they're saying, yes, it could lead to rapid nuclear escalation and American civilians will be killed. Sounds like a really good reason to call the whole thing off, if you ask me. Now, obviously, Claire and I living here on the island of Oahu, if a war with Russia and China breaks out, we'll get hit. There's a lot of military communications goes through this rock. The Pacific Command is headquartered here. We got a ringside seat to the fireworks, as it were. And that's a depressing thought. Turning over to Saudi Arabia, article coming on out of Zero Hedge. Can Mohammed bin Salman hold power while juggling Trump, Putin, and oil all at once? And this is coming out of Bloomberg. And again, it's part of the mixed signals that we're getting out here, where Trump is out there saying, oh, you know, Mohammed bin Salman had, you know, didn't have anything to do with Khashoggi. We've got to do business with them. And, you know, it was, in fact, he's out there now saying Iran was behind it all, which is ridiculous. But, you know, he wants to go on selling products, mostly weapons, to Saudi Arabia. And he's saying that, you know, if we do anything to punish Saudi Arabia for the death of Khashoggi, that Saudi Arabia will just buy what they need from Russia and China. And it is stunning hypocrisy when you consider how everybody reacted to the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and Yulia, which, by the way, I still think was more than likely food poisoning. And they just grabbed it to run with the propaganda. So this Bloomberg story is out there saying, well, you know, Mohammed bin Salman may not be able to stay there on his own. Yesterday, we were reporting that apparently a lot of the princes in the family want him to go. King Salman's younger brother, who would have been next in line for the throne, wants him out. So I think there's going to be a palace coup. And I think the message that's going on out from the United States to Saudi Arabia is, you know, you do what you want with Mohammed bin Salman. We're not going to get involved. We just want to keep our business relationship solid here. over in France, prosecutors are now probing possibly illegal campaign donations to Macron's party, the LREM party. And apparently there was a $164,000 donation contributed to the party in 2017 that cannot be tracked back to an original source. And so prosecutors are now taking a look at that. We're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsor. So stay tuned.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, this is going over to Syria. And as you know, both Israel and the United States have been demanding that Iran leave Syria, you know, by golly. Apparently, Russian President Putin offered Israel a deal which would have seen the Iranian-backed forces leave Syria in return for relief from the recently reimposed sanctions on Iran. And apparently the deal was all very hush-hush, but Netanyahu basically revealed it during a closed hearing of the Knesset's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee on Monday and exposed by Axios yesterday. Notice that Putin goes to Israel to negotiate the deal regarding the U.S. sanctions on Iran. Just keep in mind what that reveals here. And apparently the deal has not gone through because, once again, the sticking point was you give us what we want first and then maybe we'll do something nice for you. So, nice try, Vlad. The other day we were talking about just how much money has vanished into the Pentagon. We're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. The Pentagon just had its first ever audit, which it failed. And they're all standing there with these sheepish grins on their face saying, we didn't expect to pass it anyway. Well, you know, we know the money's just gone away. Remember September 10th, 2001? Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld standing up there and admitting the Pentagon had lost $3 trillion with a T of your dollars. And they were trying to figure out where it went. Should have been the economic military scandal of the year. But of course, 24 hours later, 9/11 had happened and the Pentagon and Rumsfeld were off the hook. And as a special added bonus, the plane that crashed into the Pentagon flew around the Pentagon and came in hitting the offices of the auditors who were trying to find where that money had gone. Now, Ron Paul has an article on out here saying that a big part of the problem is that these trillions just went to people connected to the U.S. military industrial complex. And it's just being spent propping up the high lifestyles of those who are friends to the military-industrial complex. And Ron Paul made these comments in an article published on his website on Monday. And again, it's just a huge amount of money flowing through that. And I got to see that personally, both when I was tangentially associated with the military during my years with NASA, and then years later when I was working in Hollywood and we got contracted by one of the companies working on the Strategic Defense Initiative to provide computer animations to show to Congress to sell their particular vision for what we were calling the dashboard to Armageddon, which they didn't get, but it was huge amounts of money. Just for most Americans, it's impossible to conceive of that volume of spending. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.